Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Tuesday evening. Again, we welcome you. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are grateful. We don't take it for granted. Tonight, we have a great, great show for you and an awesome, awesome guest. But before we jump into the topic and everything itself, for those of you who are listening on the radio line, you can actually catch us on Facebook Live as well. We're on Facebook Live tonight, and we are so you can check us out one of three ways, 929-477-2178, Facebook Live as well as www.blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire. But I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors before we jump in. Thank you, Afrographics. Our graphic and design sponsor. They take care of all your graphic needs from letterheads, flyers, logos, business card design, photography, and websites. And Afrographics is actually on Facebook. You can find them at APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And their email address is afrographics@gmail.com. Unique Expression by Design, where they take your custom ideas and they put them, bring them to life. So if there's things that you need, from personal things to business, from T-shirts to mugs, journals, whatever you need, customized and personalized, at Delise Washington, a Unique Expression by Design, has will take care of you. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. A lot of people ask me, girl, your hair was on fleek when you get ready to go to this last event or your makeup was on point. That's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. I ain't seen her this week, y'all, so don't judge me today. Inspired Jewels for you. That's Inspired Jewels, the number four, the letter U.com. You can get your $5 paparazzi jewelry. Again, Inspired Jewels, the number four, the letter U.com. We have Miss Shondell Jackson, her newly released book, The Power of Decisions. Overcoming life struggles and challenges through choices. I tell you, it's all about decisions. And so you definitely want to get a copy of that book, and you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, or eBay. So you definitely want to go out and support this awesome, awesome woman of God. We actually had her as a guest on last week as well. We have a couple of upcoming events. We have It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play. I am a part of this stage play. It's on April 21st and 22nd. Right now they're doing a special. We have a donor that says, hey, for every person that buys a ticket between April the 15th, now and April 15th, I will donate $5 to the show. So they're going to be donating $5. So instead of your ticket being a Sunday $20, it will be $15. So inbox me and find out how you can get your ticket for $15 instead of $20. We also have, it's all about me. That's August 21st and 22nd. At the Porter Stafford Building, both show Porter Stafford Performing Arts Building. Need to slow down. And then both shows are at 4 p.m. We have the Kingdom Servitude Serving with Excellence event on April 28th. That's from 10 to 3 p.m. You can find out more on that on our site, on our website, on our Facebook page, On Fire to Inspire Facebook page, as well as my personal page. I will be putting everything in there for all of my sponsors as well. So thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. If you're interested in being a sponsor, you can actually email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. The cost is only $25 for the entire month. So we talk about your business, share your services and what you do, and get you more visibility in, because it's all about exposure for you. So thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. Now we're jumping right into our topic tonight. I'm so excited. We have the one, the only, the beautiful Miss Darlene, the CPR coach. Hi, Miss Darlene. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me here.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome.
I'm trying to stay in that camera.
Welcome to Home Pride Inspire. So I want you to introduce yourself to our audience tonight.
Okay. So hi, everybody. I am Darlene Paulus, the CPR Life Coach, which CPR is for Confidence and Personal Resuscitation. I work with women and young ladies to help them get their life back into their hands. I am also the founder of Broken Silence Ministry, a women and teen girls ministry here in the Georgia area.
Amen, amen. Well, hello, everybody. I see some people are telling us hi. So, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. So tonight's topic is rebuild, relaunch, reinvent, rebrand your life. And we have the CPR coach joining us tonight. But again, we thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us. So the topic itself is your brand. The Lord allowed me, because the Lord gave me the topics, but he allowed me to actually keep your topic as your brand. So what does that topic itself mean to you?
Well, for me, that came about as a result of my life experience, especially since my divorce, and a lot of people know that I lost custody of my children, and just the whole reinventing myself and doing life over again, starting from almost from scratch.
Okay.
Making sure that I take care of me, and like it's almost like making a brand new me, finding myself again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because everybody knows once you become a wife, everything's centered around your husband, and then once you become a mother, you try to figure out how to do all of the above.
Yeah.
And so to have, you know, to move from that place, now you're trying to figure out, well, who am I again?
Yeah.
Because even when your kids get older, you're like, now who am I? What do I like? Because you've been doing everything else everybody else likes for so long.
Yeah.
And so actually,
and for me, it was also ministry.
Oh, yeah.
I am the daughter of a pastor, so for me, I've been there all my life,
okay.
And I'm also an ordained minister, and so for me, it was changing my mindset as to what I can do for me to rebuild me, to rebrand myself as that person who only does certain things. You know, people put you in a box.
They do.
And I found that I was in that box that allowed myself to be placed in a box.
Mm.
So now I took years to just rebrand myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my passion. I was helping. My purpose and my assignment is to help women, and especially women, and I work with divorce moms especially, to rebrand themselves.
Okay.
To start over. We'll talk more about what all those re's mean.
Okay, great. And so your life experience itself actually kind of pushed you into your purpose.
Yes.
You know, we tend to find that, you know, where you're like, okay, well, I thought I did this, because I tell people all the time. I said, you know, I was in IT for 15 to 16 years, and that was what I was, that's what I did, but that is not what I was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guest that said, his mentor said to him, are you doing, he asked him this, are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do?
Wow.
And that was so key. It's like, ooh. That's exactly what I was doing. I was doing what I learned versus what my passion was.
Hey, Andrea. I see my homegirl from the Bahamas. Yay.
Okay. Hi.
Andrea.
And I think for me, I'm a scientist. I have three science degrees.
Oh, great.
For me, I always wanted to be a doctor. And my life is so far removed from what I thought I was going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was not one who liked to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did one, to me, it was a crazy thing. As a teenager, I think I was 18, and I was shy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember telling you, I didn't hardly say anything. I was the quiet one. But I was beauty pageant. For me, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, I told myself, I'm going to shock myself out of being shy. Didn't work.
Wow.
I won the pageant. So I was the beauty queen for my island, but even in that, I was terrified. So I had my spot to go to Miss Bahamas. I didn't even go.
Really?
It's like Miss Georgia saying, hey, I'm not going to go to Miss USA. That's what I did. I did not go. And it's only now that I say that was God that was really leading me to do that. I went to college instead.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted a tennis scholarship, and I went to college.
A tennis scholarship?
Yes.
Wow.
So I have a lot of them. So I accepted a tennis scholarship. I never saw myself, all I want to do is work in the lab, do my science thing. Then I said, I know I love helping people. So I said, okay, I want to be a pediatrician. But life took me in different ways, and all the paths that I've taken to teaching, to being the interim director of a university conference center, to being over at this satellite campus. I'm like, how am I here and I'm a scientist? How did I get into all of this? But the whole time it was leading me, and even to me becoming a certified life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so at times I find myself having to keep pushing myself to moving forward because mm-hmm. I want to stay in that corner. I want to stay that quiet girl. But women that people see, a lot of times they see you, they know that you're doing it because you're passionate about what you're doing, but you're like, God, can you give me another way to do it? But he says no. You have to touch lives.
Yes. And, you know, I remember one time the Lord said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm like, woo, because to do what we're doing, I mean, I could talk to anyone, but to say I'm doing a TV, radio, any of that that he told me I was going to be doing, I was like, really, Lord? I don't know anything about any of that. And he said, I just need you to be obedient. And so I stopped fighting when I heard him say there are too many lies tied into your obedience. And so how does that make you feel to know that you were created to do what you're doing now?
To me, unbelievable. Because again, like I said, I was the quiet one. The only thing I did was I loved to sing, so I sang in church. I would do that, but I would get in my own world.
Okay.
I could put myself in that space, but now it's like I feel such passion and I sit down on it. Even when I try, like I haven't been on Facebook Live since I think maybe January.
Okay.
And people have been asking, where have you been? We haven't heard from you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even that push to keep going. I prefer to help them from behind because God said you can't stay behind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come to the forefront so women can see you.
Mm-hmm.
People can hear the words that I put in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
just so that they can be released, so that they can move forward, so that they can know how to rebuild their lives. Mm-hmm. Give them tools to rebuild, tools to relaunch, mm-hmm. tools to reinvent, tools to rebrand. Know when they've reached that stage. Like, yes, I have rebranded myself.
Right.
To know the difference.
So how did you shift from the scientist into the minister, you know, because you're a licensed minister now, a licensed certified coach now. How did you make that shift?
Well, for me, ministry was always in me.
Okay.
Like I said, my dad was a pastor. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I've always done that. So that was not, it was just being at the forefront. And that even that, my pastor at the time, she said, I would say, okay, I'll go ahead and accept the call, but I won't deal with people one-on-one. And we were in one of our classes, and she said, I found myself, I don't know, this lady said something. She was just visiting. She came at the wrong time, but it was really awesome, the ministers and training class, and she allowed the lady to stay. And I found myself speaking to the lady, and when I looked, I was in the aisle. And so they just, so my pastor just started laughing. She said, and you said, you're only for one-on-one. And I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know sometimes the call is so great that you can't step back from it. So the ministry part was always in me. But I said, because in the area where I lived, I want a lot of times jobs, and I didn't want to teach anymore. Mm-hmm. I think I did it maybe 2 years. I said, I'll just go do something else I like to do and know how to do. I've worked in hotels before, and so I just used that experience to work at the conference center. I loved it. I loved helping people. And it just one thing led to the other, and they were like, when I was going to the campus, they were like, hey, we would love for you to lead this. And I never saw myself as a leader. So other people saw in me what I didn't see.
Right.
So I think it was other people recognizing and being confident, I mean, being obedient and saying what God told them to say to me.
I can definitely relate to that because I remember when I was praying about my purpose, God was saying through others what I didn't see in me. Just like you said, I had one lady said, do you not realize how people just stop and they listen to you when you talk? And I'm like, huh? She said, you've been an encourager all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gift of exhortation is what you walk in,
right.
You know, and not even try to.
Right.
You know, and so.
Because you're just being you.
Exactly.
I heard Bishop Jake say, I was listening to him last week, and he said something. He said, the ones with the gift, you don't really know you have the gift. Other people see the gift in you,
right.
And they've always told you that,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really see the fullness of it.
Right, right.
And so that's why mentors are so important, too.
That's true. That is so true. So you have an event coming up next week.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Zen and how it was birthed and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I have my books here. So I am now an author. I wrote This is Divorce, Suddenly Single Mom's Devotional. It's a 30-day devotional. And then I also wrote Rebranding Notes to Self Journal, right? So these came about because of my experience. And so I am finally doing my book launch. I wrote them in December, and I think it's only became real to me like maybe like about 2 months ago. Like, I'm really an author. I really burst these out. And I tried not to do it. And people will always say, why haven't you written your book? And so next week I'm having my book launch, but it's called Rebranding Your Life Party also. So there are going to be some women there who will also be telling their stories. I don't want it to be a night just about me and what I've accomplished, mm-hmm. but I wanted other women to join in, and women, especially women, that women will be telling their stories for the first time.
Okay.
So I want other women to come and be inspired and hear about it. So it's next week, April 13th. Mm-hmm. It starts at 7, from 7 to 10 in Jonesboro at Art House Alive. You can see it on my page. If you go to Darlene Hicks Hollis page, or if you go to Darlene Hollis, the CPR Life Coach, it's on that page. On Instagram, same thing. But I just wanted it not to be the usual book launch. I wanted it to be a time of encouragement and inspiration for other women. I didn't want it to just be about products. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be about lives. I wanted to come, have fun, and celebrate each other's accomplishment. Because, again, some of these women, some of them, one lady, she said, I have never told my story.
Wow.
She had never told her story, and she said that she finally told her coworkers, and so she's taking off the day to come here to Atlanta to be there. Even so, we are going to be celebrating, and there might be other women out there who you say, hey, I need to be around some women who will push me, mm-hmm. will encourage me. Well, mm-hmm. hey, we're going to be there doing that for each other.
Amen. You know, I love the title, the CPR coach. So for those of you who are joining us a little late, we have Ms. Darlene Hollis with us, the CPR coach. And I tell you, I'm loving, you know, everything that she allowed, well, everything that was allowed to happen. She took it and she said, you know what, I'm not going to sit on this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use it as my catalyst to move forward. And so many lives have been touched as a result of that. So I give God praise for your obedience. So how were these birds? I mean, how was Divorce Suddenly Single Mom Devotional 30 Days of Encouragement birth?
At the time, everywhere I looked, or even when I was talking to people, they would always, like, nobody could understand that I had never been a single mom before.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you know, women, I was married. Mm-hmm. I had a partner there.
Mm-hmm.
I had a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know how to be a single mom. And one day I was like, Lord, this is like learning to ride a bike all over again, mm-hmm. Learning to ride a bike for the first time because you've never done it before.
Right.
So for me, God just said suddenly single. So it's like the first time it's like it just happens. And so for me, I kept looking everywhere, and there were some things that people, it was hard for them to minister to me about. I got to the point, especially when I didn't have my kids, mm-hmm. when I went through, if there was a mass of violence, I mean, it was a whole lot of stuff that I had never told anybody, and a lot of times we hide those things.
Yes.
And I said, I need to share, but how do I share this? How do I encourage other women? And it really came up because I find myself talking, or people would send other divorced mothers to me and say, you need to talk to Darlene. She went through it, and she went through it for them, like a lot of it by herself, without a whole lot of support, because a lot of friends left me. And as I talked to women, they'll be like, that happened to me too.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like there was not really a voice out there. And I think a lot of authors, they would do like a general single mom, or they would call it something where the moms, divorced mothers don't know specifically for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this devotional, there are some topics in there that are specifically for those mothers.
Okay.
Especially for the divorced moms who they've never been single before with mm-hmm. kids, and your children have to be away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many mothers going through the custody issue now that people think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big shame to a lot of women, so they don't talk about it. So I talk about that in that book,
mm-hmm.
that when those things really happen, or, you know, even while they are away from you, mm-hmm. learning to live on your own again, learning to not be afraid,
Mm-hmm. When you were in that house by yourself at night, you were there, you know, choosing those battles that you fight. Mm-hmm. You can't fight every battle.
Right.
It was me and some women didn't know those strategies. So the devotional is really giving you strategies to move forward, strategies as you rebrand and rebuild your life.
Amen, amen. You know, there are so many people that are in that place. I have people reach out to me on Facebook chats and Instagram chats all the time, and they're like, you don't know my story, but at the same time, you have people on that you bring on that's encouraging me, that's helping me
right.
move on. And I praise God for your transparency, because it's helping them. So what would you say to the woman that wants to come to your event, and she says, I'm in a place, because this is nothing but the enemy, that makes her feel like she's by herself, there's no one else that's going through this, that place of shame, that place of embarrassment, what would you say to that woman?
I would say that is the place to be. That is the room to be in. Because she will be in a room with women and sisters who will encourage her. I don't care where she's from. I don't care what race, what nationality. There will be women in that room who will embrace her.
Mm-hmm.
There are women in there that I know personally. I will embrace her. And that's why I said it did not need to be a night about me.
Mm-hmm.
It needed to be a night about the women that, and I believe that God will lead certain women to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That who should be there, they will be there. And that's why I had it in an intimate setting, not a regular just event center, but it's an intimate setting where we could really sit and talk. And if that woman is there and she want to talk,
mm-hmm.
I know that God is going to connect her with someone there, and that something that is being said that night
mm-hmm.
will help her to want to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will not be the only life coach. There are actually several certified life coaches that will be there in attendance.
Okay.
Somebody there will be able to help her
to
give her some steps and some tools
mm-hmm.
to move forward as she's starting over again. Or even as you're in that phase and you feel like I can't go, I was in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that place because I hadn't told my family a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from here. So a lot of times, where I lived before, I felt alone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of friends, and a lot of divorced women will tell you this, they lose their female friends, stop coming around them, especially the married ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're a disease. So this is the place, that room is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we said rebranding your life. And I believe something there will touch them
mm-hmm.
to give them the strength to move forward.
Amen, amen. Now, the actual journal.
Oh, the journal, yes. So the rebranding Notes to Self journal. I wrote this because I journal a lot.
Okay.
I journal a lot, and it helped me to keep a peace of mind for days and not make some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps you, I think, writing it, putting it in your own handwriting, because we have so much technology now where we can do it, but there's nothing like writing it in your own handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It is so therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why in the journal, it's an actual journal. You have a lot of journals these days, but it will give you all these things all through the book. But the book, a journal is really for you.
Right.
This is a personal writing space.
Mm-hmm.
So the only pages at the front is you can write out, like, your dream life. What do you want to see? Your dream,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are some things you're looking forward to? Things you want to improve, your favorite quotes.
Uh-huh.
Your places you want to go, who do you say you are, who
uh-huh.
am I? And then I am rebranding my life because, so writing down those things why you want to rebrand your life.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the pages, all it is where you write, you date it. And a lot of people don't know this. A journal is admissible in court.
Mm.
A journal,
I love it.
Yes. And I know that it helped me in my case.
Okay.
It helps you remember things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying this to the divorce mom, the women going through a divorce, get you a journal. Or if you had a journal, make sure you hold on to it. And a lot of people don't know that. But I'm telling you, sometimes I would go back and read what I wrote, and I'll be like, God, did I really write that?
Mm-hmm.
I know that was you. And it also gives you like a meter stick to know I went from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I did to rebrand. These are the things that I accomplished this year.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I'm looking towards. These are you go back and you have a point of reference where you can go and look and say, what are some things that I've let go that I need to get back on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women do that, not just those going through divorce, but some of the things that you used to love to do or you know you're called to do,
mm-hmm.
it falls by the wayside because you're taking care of everybody.
Right, right.
What would you say to that mom that's trying to balance it out?
Journal. Start. The first thing, I think what journaling does is it makes you be honest with yourself.
Right.
It's a writing where if you sit by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and even as God began to speak to you, you got to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be honest with yourself, and you got to be honest with God. You would write things in your journal, and you wouldn't write anywhere else.
True.
And so it's like a come to Jesus meeting with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
So for that mom, you can write your goals in there.
Okay.
I actually started doing that with my kids, too. We would write down our goals, and at the end of the year, actually 1 year, we discovered this. The first year, I was single and we realized that what I had written and what the children had written had all come to pass.
Amen.
So I think it gives you something to look forward to, but it helps you to work on all that other clutter
mm-hmm.
out of your head as you put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it begins with what feels to you like confusion or chaos or you don't know what you want to do, it's
mm-hmm.
helping you to reach back into yourself as you begin to that rebuild.
Amen. But I tell you, so many people need this. And like I said, not just for the people who are divorced,
right.
but some people who just live a hectic life.
Right.
Because you have some people who are just stressed out. They're on all kinds of medications and stuff. And you're like, you need to just slow down.
Right.
You know, because you have some, like you have the lady that's the soccer mom, and
right.
then she's the classroom mom, and then she's also the football mom, but then she also works a full-time job, and then
right.
she, you know, and it's like, she don't know if she's coming to go.
Right.
So this is applicable to, especially with the close to self,
right.
that is applicable to anybody,
right.
whether they're.
And that's why I went back and wrote this one, because
mm-hmm.
it can apply to any woman.
Right.
I was just telling giving the fourth mom a little,
yeah.
you know, little
right.
bit. Because a lot of us, I realized, in talking to somebody, they were like, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, like a lot of people, it was actually two older ladies that told me that
mm-hmm.
while I was married. And I don't know why they told me, start a journal. And sometimes it's hard to write things. Any woman, it's hard to write things in a journal. Because you have to be truthful.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But that also brings forth the healing process.
Right.
You know, I tell anybody who's talking about writing, especially when they're talking about writing a book,
mm-hmm.
I said, start your process with the journal, and you'll see it unfold. You may have your chapters already. By the time you finish reading through it, you may have your chapters. You may have even just points where you're like, okay, now I want to take this and grab this and put this together. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have a start point because so many people are like, I'm so overwhelmed. Where do I begin? Start journaling. That's my first.
Because even if you're writing, for those who want to write,
mm-hmm.
I think the hardest, it took me a long time to write the Divorce Mom's Journal because I had to relive some of what I wrote because a lot of my story is also in the, like daily, I would talk about my experience with that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard thing to do. Sometimes I had to stop writing. So like you say, if you journaled about it, it won't be so hard. And then for me too, some things that I journaled, that was actually my part of the chapter because I had already written it.
Whoa.
Yes, I had already written it. I had already written the whole about my experience. All I had to do was copy it from there to the book.
Wow.
So it really helps. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Like I said, when you are writing the book,
mm-hmm.
you are reliving what you've gone through.
Oh, yeah.
It's a healing process for you, too.
It's a healing process.
Too.
Yes, it's a healing process. But the thing of it all is starting somewhere.
Yes.
Getting started. So what would you say to that person that the spouse just left? So we're going to be talking to the men or the women. Because sometimes the Lord has allowed me to speak life into the men as well,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not called to just women. So what would you say to that person where that spouse just left and they are devastated, they didn't see it coming? What would you say to that person that feels like all hope is gone because that's all the only life they knew? What would you say to that person?
Where there is life, there is hope.
Girl, you better preach. Yes.
where there is life, there is hope. And I remember it was my boss that said that to me. I did not, the most unlikely person, but I know that was God speaking, and I was all hysterical. I said they won't let me take my kids. You know, I'm fighting for my kids. I'm just, and she said, well, Darlene, remember, where there is life, there is hope. And I've held on to that. So when there were dark days, I knew, okay, I'm living. Just put one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. Instead of going day by day, sometimes you have to go hour by hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then some days you have to go minute by minute.
Mm-hmm.
And some days you got to go second by second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, you've reached the end of the day, or you've reached the end of the week, or you've reached the end of the year.
Yeah.
But you got to keep that faith. My thing was faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so thankful that I'm thankful for what my parents taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I didn't have that foundation, I don't know what I would have done. And I also had a group of women that surrounded me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell them, too, to pray. Mm-hmm. If they pray for people to come around them and surround them and who cover them when they're in their dark days.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you want to do something crazy or something that you shouldn't do or you want to give up, that God would send somebody who can not only discern where you are,
mm-hmm.
but somebody who, even if it's a stranger, walk up to you and say, don't give up. And I've had that happen to me.
Wow.
So God will send whoever he wants to send.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be ready to receive it.
Amen. Amen. And the key of it all is have faith. You know, I remember reading a post one time, and the people said, whoever posted it said, stop putting your focus on your problem and stop putting your focus on the problem solved.
Wow.
And so, you know, so many times you get caught up in, the situation, the pain. But understand that your Father understands all, and he's the healer of all, and everything is transformable. And all you got to do is see the end results before you see the end results.
Right.
So intentionally see the end before you actually see the end. I learned that from my Apostle. Going, hey, Apostle, love you.
That's good.
But, you know, being intentional about the end result that you want to see versus what you currently see.
Right.
And I thought, woo, God, that's powerful.
It is. And that's what the rebrand is all about. See yourself as that new person.
Yes.
See yourself as that new person.
I saw a young lady post on Facebook on yesterday, and she said that her marriage ended on yesterday and that, they were still the best of friends, but it just didn't work. And my advice to her is understand that you're not by yourself. There are so many people that are wearing their shoes, because what the enemy want to do is make you feel embarrassed. He want to make you feel alone. Surround yourself, like she said, with great women, great other people that speak life to you versus what the enemy's trying to do is keep you in solitude.
Right.
What else would you say to her? Because she said it ended yesterday.
Wow. Like I said, just know every day where there is life, there is hope.
Yes.
That it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
Look for other women. I think, honestly, at this point, when you're in that stage, I can't say men and women because you're not going to see the men, because that's the thought that hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
But look at other women, and ask God to send you other women who've been through it, and you see where they are on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are the women, and women will be transparent with you.
Mm-hmm.
Women will tell you, who tell you the truth and not try to hide and make it seem like it's so easy. They didn't have to really, they didn't go through the depression. They didn't go through questioning themselves as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, all these different things, questioning yourself and having to rebuild your confidence. There are women out there that have been through that, and they're on the other side, and women will help you.
Amen. That is so true. So very true. If you have a question or comment, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to dial in at 929-477-2178, we're going to bring you live, and you can ask us any questions or make a comment. Again, if you want to participate in the discussion on the radio show, we want you to dial in at 929-477-2178. If someone can put that in the chat, 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you on. Now, I know a lot of you are on Facebook Live, and a lot of you may be listening through blogtalkradio.com. However, we need you to dial that number if you want to participate. And don't be shy, because every now and then, people try to be shy. Now, here's the thing. You do not have to say your name. You can remain anonymous. That is not, you know, we don't care about the name. We just care that, you know, if you have a question, did you get your question answered? If you have a comment, we just want you to be able to share, because I'm telling you, there is such a place of healing when you understand who you are and that you're not alone. And, you know, God is the ultimate healer. He is. And so we declare your healing in your heart, your soul, your mind, because it also starts in the mind. And so we thank God for you, that you are already healed. But let's see if anyone's out there. And again, it's 929-477-2178. Again, if you want to participate in the conversation on the radio show, we need you to dial in. Okay? Let me just suck it. Thank you, Chris. All right, guys. So we have several that are actually listening. All of y'all seem to be listening online tonight. We have a couple of them dialed in, but no one's pressing one. So if you have a question or comment, we're going to bring you live, 929-477-2178. Press option 1. So we had several people that were actually going in on the chat when we end the show and say, oh, yeah, you know, I really want to say something. I get that every week, every single week. So, guys, if you have a question or a comment, or they'll say, I texted you or I inboxed you, I'm live. I'm not checking the text or inbox. So if you have a question or a comment, guys, Darlene, the CPR coach, is here. And you know one of the things that you were saying a moment ago, it made me think about a thing that I say. And I say, as long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, your faith is going to take you there. There's hope, and that, but understand that as long as there's breath in this body, there's purpose in the earth for you to fulfill.
Yeah.
So don't allow what you see, the what it appears to be not so bright right now. The brightness is actually here. The light is here, but you just got to see that it's here.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's check one more time. Everybody seems to be listening online tonight. Amen. Well,
what is CPR?
Yes.
Confidence and personal resuscitation.
Okay.
And so one of the things that, for me, that came about, especially with the divorced mom, so, mm-hmm. so many folks feel like they don't want to go on, or they don't know how to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So God was like, they need their confidence again.
Mm-hmm.
And personal resuscitation is a lot of times, even as just as women, we feel dead. We've let ourselves go. We've built everybody else but ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are helping everybody to live their purpose but ourselves. We're just existing, not living.
Girl.
And so that's why it's that personal resuscitation.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me the heart. And resuscitation is not easy. Resuscitation is not fun. Resuscitation is a hard process
mm-hmm.
to get the heart started again.
Mm-hmm.
But you are alive once you're resuscitated.
Right.
So it's helping you to personally regain your life,
mm-hmm.
personally regain your confidence in yourself.
Mm. That's powerful. Now, what you don't know is the month before I launched this show 3 years ago, the Lord said, tell the people it's time to stop existing, to start living the life I called them to. So when you said it, that's why I chuckled, because that is one of the foundations of this show, to help people move out of a place of being stuck and move into a place of moving. And you know, the Lord also said, he said, tell them it's time to awaken, arise, and move.
Yeah.
Awaken from that sleeping slumber.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to stop just sitting there. He gave me an analogy, and I say this all the time. He gave me a vision, and I saw people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these gifts, these tools, these talents and abilities, but they're not doing anything with. He said, tell them, it's time to get up. It's time to awaken, rise, and move.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the things that helped me was, and I've been using this, this is one of my talks this year,
mm-hmm.
Spelling your truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have to be honest with ourselves first. whether it's the good or the bad about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my things was, you know, you have to really look at who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being honest about who I am?
Right.
Am I being honest about who I allow people to make me? Am I who they are calling me?
Right.
Am I who they're saying I am?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're not. One of the things for me was I realized I would let people, because I don't like conflict, I would let people take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my truths has been I got to stand up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you stand up for yourself, people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good feeling. But as long as you know that you're standing on your truth,
mm-hmm.
with everything, and you make a decision based on those truths that you're standing on,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be okay. Because God will send the right people in your life, mm-hmm. send the right people to you to help you to continue to be who he called you to be, to help you to continue to live your assignment and to live out your purpose.
Right. Amen. You know, as you're, you know, rebranding and all of that, now you got to reestablish your why. Because, see, your why in the beginning was this, that, and that. But by the time those kids hit 15 or sometimes 12 and 13, they're, like, more independent. And
right.
So you're now reestablishing your why, because everything has been centered around being mama to these little, you know, these little kids. But they get a little more self-sufficient. They don't need you anymore. So now you're reestablishing your why.
And one of the things, too, and I used to be a teacher. So in the classroom, I would see children, and we would always talk about the things we do. And then sometimes kids would tell us, well, my parents, blah, 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 or I don't want to do it because my mama, whatever. Or girls who would come and really talk and say, hey, I don't think I can do it because my mom didn't do it. Or my mom, she gave up. Or they're just talking in there. So what we don't realize is when we give up on who we are,
mm-hmm.
our children are also seeing that person that they love.
Wow. Yes.
So we have to be an example to our children.
Right.
And so that's why I push. And that's why how my why changed. And I'm all about balance. So you have to balance being you
mm-hmm.
as that woman or that man, and you're fulfilling your purpose that mm-hmm. God placed you here to be,
mm-hmm.
along with you being the family, the parent, along with you being whatever you're working or in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my things. Balancing all of that
mm-hmm.
and not letting just one part of my life take over my life. And you have to know what season you're in, too. You have to know what chapter of your life you're in as you even begin to rebrand
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know where you are. So who we are, our children are seeing that person, too.
I agree. Let's see if anybody's over here pressing one, because everybody's going to be online tonight instead of checking on the phone. Guys, again, if you're interested in posing a question, leaving a comment, you can dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, I know a lot of you are on Facebook Live, or a lot of you are on the blogtalkradio.com site listening in, but you can't participate in the conversation that way because we want to capture it on our recording. So you want to dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you have a question or comment. All right. Now, tell everybody one more time about the books, how to get them, when your event is, all that good stuff.
Okay.
And how to follow you.
Okay. So my books are actually both of them, Rebranding Notes of Self and also The Divorce Moments Devotional. They're both on They're both on Amazon. Just look at author Darlene Heeks Hollis. So just look up my name and it'll pull up. You can find me on Instagram and on Facebook at Darlene Hollis, the CPR Life Coach. The event is next week, Friday the 13th. We have fun from 7 to 10. Just come and have some fun with us. And it's open to men too. But I will tell the men it's going to be predominantly ladies. And there are some moms who've asked, can they bring their teenage daughters? By all means, please bring your daughters. Because some mothers say, I want my daughter to see women in action who are doing positive things and being inspired and being encouraged, so they want to bring them too. So if you have a teenage daughter, you can go. The flyer is on Instagram. The flyer is also on Facebook. And you can go to bit.ly/The Rebrand Party to register. You have to register. We need you to RSVP so we know that you're going to be there. There are also VIP tickets available. They get special, the book. They also get a 30-minute coaching session from me. And there's some other things that's involved in that, too. But they can just go to the link and find it in RSVP.
Amen. And that is at Art House?
Art House Alive in Jonesboro. It's
right.
At 888 Mondays Mill Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on April the 13th. And how can they follow you? How can they follow the CPR coach?
They can follow the CPR Life Coach on Facebook and on Instagram. Okay. Also on Twitter. Darlene Hollis, the CPR Life Coach.
Okay.
Across all social media, Darlene Hollis, CPR Life Coach.
Okay.
And there are some people, I have some that come on my, if they want to be invited to my events, a lot of them would come on my personal page, and that's Darlene Higgs Hollis.
Okay.
You can find me there also.
Okay, perfect. Well, guys, make plans if you're in the Atlanta area or you're in the driving area for Atlanta. Come on out and support this great woman, a guy, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. next Friday the 13th. But it's going to be a blessed day, and we're going to be empowered by so many beautiful women, life coaches, and so there's going to be a lot of love in the room. There's going to be a lot of peace and joy in the room because we already dispersed and send that peace forth now in Jesus' name.
Oh, one thing I forgot. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So the ladies, if they want to do a photo shoot that night, they just need to contact me. A photographer will be there.
Okay.
For them. And also they need a makeup artist to arrange that for them also to be there.
You hear that, ladies? Y'all can get a photo shoot and the makeup done.
And some mini photo shoot for $100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, ladies, if you're interested, reach out to her and let her know. And she'll definitely make sure that you'll get scheduled for the mini photo shoot. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We truly appreciate you. Guys, don't forget, come on out and support her with her new rebranding, Notes to Self Journal, as well as Divorced Suddenly Single Mom Devotion, 30 Days of Encouragement, that addresses your unique journey. So make sure that you come on out. We're looking forward. We're going to go out and support her. We want you to join us and meet us there, all right? So thank you again. And we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you again soon. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, I want to remind you of some things. We are going to be releasing, I'm going to be releasing the book, the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional. The Lord said it had to be released, so it's going to be a week from today. So don't forget, go out to Amazon, make your purchase. It's going to be 99 cents, guys. Yeah, you heard me right, 99 cents. Also, don't forget about It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play. I am in that play, and guys, I'm telling you, don't want to miss it. It's a Saturday and Sunday show, April 21st and 22nd, 4 p.m., both shows at 4 p.m. Now, here's the thing. If you want to come to the Sunday show, we have a special offer from today through the 15th. You will get your tickets for $5 cheaper. So instead of $20 for that show, you'll get it for $15. But inbox me and find out how you can get yours for that price, because we have a sponsor that's going to donate $5 for all of those tickets for the Sunday shows now through April 15th. Also, we want to thank our sponsor, Ms. Shondell Jackson, with the book, The Power of Decision, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. You can get her books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. We have Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. She's taking care of all of your custom hair care needs, hair care and beauty needs, Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Watson to take care of all of your branding, personal, anything you need that needs to be customized, pens, books, I'm telling you, whatever it is, she can take care of that for you. And Able Graphics, take care of your graphic design needs, photography, websites, logos, business cards, flyer design, that's Able Graphics, APHOGRAFIC. As in Frank X, and all of our sponsors are on Facebook. They have business pages on Facebook. Go out and support them. Let them know that you heard it here on Friday Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler. I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. This on Friday Inspire. Love you guys. Have a blessed and prosperous week. going to call them and leave. I hit that three times.